back here on our halftime show, presented by the Asbury Park Press, your source for local news and information here at the Jersey Shore. Subscribe to the Asbury Park Press today, app.com/subscribe. This is normally the spot we would talk to Josh Newman, who's our good friend from the press. He's down back in Jersey covering big high school game this evening. I know Roselle Catholic, and player of interest to Monmouth, is on that team. I know Josh and a few other folks tuning in tonight, so we would like to say hi to them as well and let you know to follow along with Josh's great Asbury Park Press coverage. Get home delivery of the press today. Check out his game story, or as well as the Hawk's Nest blog, as well as on Twitter, @Joshua_Newman. Take a look at our first half statistics in this one. Our first half stats tonight brought to you by ShopMonmouthHawks.com. Monmouth shoots just 40% in the first half, but they do hit 6 of 13 from 3. They hit 4 of 5 from the foul line. Monmouth does well taking care of the basketball, just 5 turnovers. Canisius shoots 44%, including 7 of 17 from 3. They hit 3 of 4 of their free throws. They out-rebound Monmouth 14-9, including 6-2 on the offensive glass. They do turn it over 9 times. As in that first half, the Golden Griffins were led by the game's high scorer, Zach Lewis, 15 points on 5 of 8 shooting from 3-point range. After that, no one over 4 points. Bleeker, Reynolds, and Heath, with Crumpton all having that number. For Monmouth, a little more balance. Justin Robinson had 13 points, 9 for Andrew Nicholas, 6 for Deion Jones, and then Zach Tillman. It's only 4 Hawks scored, so it's more balanced in the amount of points that they scored in that opening half. Robinson really the key in that opening half. 13 points on 5 of 9 shooting, 3 of 5 from 3. Deion Jones adds 3 assists with those 6 points. As Monmouth did struggle a bit in the opening couple of minutes of this one, but then as the half wore on, looked to get a little more comfortable. What we'll do now, we'll take one more break during our halftime show presented by the Asbury Park Press. When we come back, we'll take a look at out-of-town scores as well as kind of break down for you Buffalo as a city with Steve and I. Now, we'll know a little bit more for Sunday's broadcast against Niagara. We came up for the game today, but when we come back, we'll run you down all things Buffalo as well as take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. 34-32, Canisius leads Monmouth here at the half. Zach, 3-minute break, and then we're back here courtside at Kessler Athletic Center on campus at Canisius on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Back here at the Kessler Athletic Center on campus at Canisius, Monmouth trailing the Golden Griffins 34-32. Before we look at our out-of-town scoreboard, I just ran over some of the stats, but Steve just picked out another statistic. That's why I love when he looks at the stat sheet. He sees hoops a lot clearer and better than I do. Steve, what'd you just circle? I saw you circled something, but after I went over the stats, what did you see behind the kind of the stats behind the stats?
Well, Eddie, just looking at the turnovers, Monmouth actually only ended up turning the ball over 5 times in that first half. They started off so slow from shooting, and they actually ended up at 41%. But the big stat of the first half, 9 turnovers by Canisius, has turned into 17 points for Monmouth off turnovers for a 17-5 advantage in that category for the Hawks. Probably the main reason why they're back in this ballgame.
We'll take another look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. These games now at halftime. Fairfield in front of Siena, 34-32. That one getting a little closer at the Bridgeport Arena in Connecticut. At halftime, Ryder and Marist all tied at 29. And, Steve, the shocking score in MAC play right now is what's going on across town at Niagara. The Purple Eagles are in front of Manhattan, 42-24.
Wow.
Niagara
wow.
Came in. It's shocking. Niagara's up 18 at halftime. The Purple Eagles came in 2-8 overall, and 1-1 in the league. Manhattan, which albeit isn't doing what Manhattan normally does, but they're still good, was 4-7 and 1-1 in the league. And even though with all of those guys that graduated and George Beeman and Ramel Brown and I know your favorite Matt Guard last year, Michael Alvarado. That is a shocking, shocking score in this one, Steve. What do you think about that?
I'm starting to think that this game that we're watching Monmouth play is even that much more important and that much more huge for the Hawks. You think now that Quinnipiac, with their loss, has gone to 0-3 in league. Siena's banged up. And Niagara, with their huge lead on Manhattan. You get the feeling that Monmouth's right there as a program in this conference. Job. Right there as a program. You know, they're right there. And we just say good job to Justin Robinson as we get a fist pound.
But yeah, he came by. He's a little dap, I believe they say.
But
Steve, you're right. The league looks open.
Do you agree with that?
I agree, though.
The Hawks are right there as a program. They really are.
You know, let's save our Buffalo discussion for Sunday after you and I get a day about town tomorrow. I think lights out are 9 p.m., so we won't get to see too much of the city tonight.
Sure.
But tomorrow we'll be able to get out and about, so we'll save that for our Niagara halftime. But, you know, let's talk about that because I think you're on to something.
The one thing that we also don't want to do while on this trip is break curfew. So
no.
We'll make sure that
– Steve and I are program guys.
But, Eddie, I think Monmouth is right there. You know, looking at these scores and you got the big win against Iona at home. You see that Manhattan's losing. Siena's, again, banged up. Quinnipiac's 0-3 in the league. St. Peter's.
Well, yeah, they're 0-3. You're correct.
So,
you know what, though? How many, Steve, other teams, and we'll wrap this up in a minute, how many other teams are saying what you're saying right now? I'm sure Iona looks at this. They're the only team that has off right now this evening. They're looking at this and going, oh, man, this is our league to win this year.
But you know what? You know what that means? That the league's wide open. And why not, Monmouth Hawks?
It's interesting. Right now it's going on, and we'll keep everyone updated on our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard during the game. But the big score, obviously, is what's happening right now in Buffalo. Monmouth trailing Canisius 34-32. We'll take one final 60-second break and come back for the second half here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.